T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 31 degrees here at 8:30 on a Tuesday morning. President Trump's pardon list has a lot of names, but questions persist on who will receive them. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
When you think of presidential pardons, commutations, and rescinded convictions, the names FDR, Truman, Johnson, and Obama may all come to mind. After all, each doled out in excess of 1,000 such absolutions. By comparison, President Trump's 94 seems jarringly infrequent, which makes his possible triple-digit list of pardons all the more intriguing, or galling, depending on your perspective. Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks gonzo journalist Julian Assange, seem less certain at best. The pardons are among the few remaining duties before the president adds the moniker former to his title.
President Trump's pardon list has around 100 names.
The Kansas Senate voting to extend the state's emergency declaration, this in response to the coronavirus. This will now last through the end of March. However, some lawmakers did want to end the declaration and the special powers it hands to Governor Laura Kelly. Republican Senator Dennis Pyle says restrictions to control the coronavirus have gone on long enough.
It's time for it to end. It's been 10 months, and people need to get back to some normalcy of life. And yeah, wear your mask if you want to wear your mask.
Senator Pyle moved to end the emergency declaration later this month.
State health experts say another 23 Kansans have died from COVID-19 complications, bringing the state's death toll to 3,525. Kansas Department of Health and Environment also says more than 3,600 more Kansans have tested positive for the coronavirus since Friday. Now, that brings the state's total number of positive cases since the pandemic began to 259,822. Also since Friday, 94 more Kansans have been hospitalized with COVID-19. KDHE releases the updates each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
California is now the first state to record more than 3 million known coronavirus infections. That's according to a tally yesterday by Johns Hopkins University. That milestone, not exactly unexpected in a state with 40 million residents, but the speed of the virus, stunning. The state only reached 2 million reported cases by Christmas Eve. Now they're up to 3 million. Its count far outpacing other huge states, such as Texas. California has also seen more than 33,000 deaths from COVID-19.
A slight problem has been detected with a batch of COVID vaccine in California.
A California epidemiologist is recommending a pause in distributing a specific lot of Moderna vaccine after a possible allergic reaction in a handful of recipients. Dr. Erica Pan says she called for the pause out of an extreme abundance of caution. More than 330,000 doses from the lot have already been distributed in the state. California's Department of Public Health says fewer than 10 people seem to be experiencing a possible allergic reaction during the 24-hour observation period. Moderna, the CDC, and the FDA, they're all looking into it. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front swept across south-central Kansas yesterday, and that is going to bring down our temperature a bit today. We start our morning with temperatures in the low 30s, a bit breezy, and 46 for the high later on this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 29, and a big warm-up becoming windy on Wednesday with a high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 12 miles per hour, 31 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted. And it's time for entertainment news here on a Tuesday morning. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
On Sunday, Betty White turned 99.
Miss Betty White. Legendary actress Betty White turned 99 years young Sunday. The iconic figure planned on spending the day at her home feeding the ducks while dining on hot dogs, French fries, and vodka, delivered to her by her agent, according to TMZ. White's career was blessed with many television hits, including The Mary Tyler Moore Show. And, of course, she played the beloved Rose on The Golden Girls.
You can call me Enrique.
No, I don't think I can.
White was married to game show host Alan Ludden from 1963 up until his death in 1981. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Another comedy legend details his COVID-19 vaccine experience.
Actor and comedian Steve Martin taking to Twitter to playfully share the good news and the bad news about his experience getting the coronavirus vaccine. The good news, he says, I just got vaccinated. The bad news, I got it because I'm 75. Adding, ha. Martin goes on to reveal he received the vaccine after waiting in line at New York City's Javits Center, posting the process was smooth as silk and hosted to perfection, he says, by the U.S. Army and National Guard. Adding, thank you all, and thank you, science. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another superstar will show up for the inauguration.
'Cause I got friends in law.
Garth Brooks says his involvement with Joe Biden's inauguration is not a political statement, but one of unity. Brooks said during a virtual press conference he will play solo, doing what he calls broken down bare bones stuff. Brooks played at the inaugural celebration for President Barack Obama, but cited a scheduling conflict when invited to play for President Donald Trump's inauguration. Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez are among the other performers at Biden's inauguration. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Let's take a look at the Critics' Choice Award nominations.
The Critics' Choice Association announced the nominees for the 26th Annual Awards Ceremony. Taye Diggs is returning to host the event for the third time. The awards honor both film and television. The first round of nominees concentrates on TV. Film nominees will be announced February 7th.
Joblessness, recession, crises. It's a dangerous game to make enemies left, right, and center.
The Crown and Ozark are up for 6 awards each. Lovecraft Country, Schitt's Creek, and What We Do in the Shadows, plus the limited series Mrs. America, all received 5, with Better Call Saul and The Plot Against America 4. Netflix earned the most nominations overall with a total of 26. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
A rapper responding to backlash after performing in front of a mostly unmasked crowd.
Bow Wow under fire for performing at a packed nightclub in Houston. Clay Houston's Instagram page says masks are required, but clips show partygoers and the rapper without them. Bars and clubs are allowed to operate in Texas if applying to become restaurants. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner calling the loophole ludicrous. Bow Wow tweets, safe to say the mayor of Houston hates my guts, calling it ridiculous he's taking all the heat. In deleted posts, he suggests he wore a mask except while performing and was tested for COVID-19 before arriving. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Bow Wow's in the doghouse then, huh?
Well, with some people, yes. Okay. There you go.
Bow Wow.
Yeah. Did you just make that one up?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Pretty good,
nice
huh?
Nice job. I'll throw you a bone once in a while. Happy birthday today to actress Tippi Hedren. She is 91 today. Of course, she was in 2 Alfred Hitchcock movies, The Birds and Marnie.
She did pretty well for someone who can't act.
Well, yeah, that's what my dad always said. She's either the worst actress in the world or the best
actress. Or the best.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, she's not very good. But maybe she's trying to be not. Anyway, Tippi Hedren is 91 today. Happy birthday to her. Let's check in with the late night crew. Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Nestle is recalling more than 762,000 pounds of pepperoni Hot Pockets over concerns that they may have pieces of glass or plastic inside them. Right now, customers are like, pepperoni Hot Pocket filled with glass and plastic or spinach artichoke lean pocket. I mean, how much glass and plastic could it be, right? You know, come on.
Last night, Bob Newhart was the special guest with Conan O'Brien.
Are you scheduled to get the vaccine? You know, or do you think you're going to get the vaccine soon?
Yeah, well, I'm 91. I figured, you know, we're supposed to be right after the nursing homes and right after the healthcare people, but I haven't. I called up my doctor the other day and I said, because I wanted to find out what the procedure is, you know, the protocol and all that. And he said, we don't know. We haven't gotten any word from the county. Mm-hmm. He said, you might try Ralph's.
Ralph's? Wait.
It's a grocery store.
Yeah. You know? What is he talking about?
I don't trust grocery, you know, I don't want the guy saying, you know, Phil, yeah, when you get finished putting the lettuce away, give this guy a shot, okay?
So great. This is how our COVID distribution works. Bob Newhart is told to go to the grocery store is his best hope for getting a COVID vaccine.
Paper, plastic, or a shot? I think
we still have some work to do on
there
that.
There you go.
All right, the thing we can agree on, the drama on The Bachelor last night on ABC. And Sarah was right in the middle of all of it.
Sarah?
In fact, at one point, Sarah interrupted Katie on a group date.
He hasn't spoken to him yet to me.
I think a lot of us.
All of us. I don't know why Sarah would interrupt at this very time. I really need time with Matt to build my connection. For that to potentially be taken away from me, it's incredibly annoying.
It's been like a little bit harder than I expected, but I think it means like the feelings are there.
I don't know even like what I'm doing here, but like I feel like I had to tell you like how I'm doing.
You know, feelings are there?
Overanalyzing the whole thing, I think.
Well, of course, that's part of what goes on.
That's
maybe
right.
She felt bad because then she started apologizing.
I just wanted to be like the bigger person, let you guys know I'm here and apologize. Like, I know how hard that is.
But you did it after the fact, and that's
annoying. Yeah, you should have come to us.
Like, the damage is already done.
Couldn't you have said this at another time?
You know, I wasn't sure, like, when I would have an opportunity to say this, and
but it's the first day of the week.
Okay.
And everyone's having a date this week. Chris Harrison said everyone's getting time today.
Yeah. Like, what did you have to address? Because it would probably be pretty serious for you to have come here. It's literally just between me and him. And I just want to let you guys know why I'm here. And I'm sorry.
You didn't let us know why you're here.
That's like pretty complicated to me. I don't know. I can't tolerate
it. They were mad at her for apologizing after the fact.
You can't apologize before the
fact. Yeah, you don't apologize for something you didn't do.
What's the matter with that? Poor Sarah. Yeah. Misunderstood.
And, well, where would we be without seeing how many times that Sarah and Matt can say the word like in 31 seconds?
Oh, my gosh, I'm, like, so overwhelmed right now.
Don't be.
I feel like I am. I don't know. It's been, like, a really hard days.
Talk to me.
It's a lot, you know? It's just really hard for me.
Yeah. No, I get that.
This morning, I, like, literally, like, packed my bags. I'm, like, ready to leave.
That would be a tragedy. I want you around. Like, I want you to be part of this.
I only got seven.
They're about seven, but there were, like, three or four, like, in a 4 or 5 second span.
Yeah, I guess I couldn't keep up.
Got kind of muddled there. All right, there's your drama from The Bachelor last night, bringing Steve McIntosh somewhat endless joy. All right, Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great Christian family doing honest work at affordable prices, and if your appliance is down, they'll get it back up. Call Terry for an appointment. Here's the phone number. You need to have it handy, 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New financing for Wichita's largest employer. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, standing by. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.